Communities across the country demonstrated this past weekend against the Trump administration's immigration policies, including in Alaska. The protests stemmed from an original wave of outrage at the separation of children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Protests were held in Juneau, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and in Kodiak. People gathered at the main downtown intersection on Saturday to show support for keeping migrating families together and for a more compassionate approach to immigration policy. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche was there.
Over 30 people have gathered on the grassy triangle at the Y, the center of traffic in downtown Kodiak. Cars honk on the way past. Demonstrators hold up signs saying things like less fear, more compassion, and they are children. Organizer Brianna Peterson says she pulled the gathering together last minute after seeing interest on Facebook. She says she is horrified by the stories of children being separated from their families.
People seem to really be lacking empathy for the situation, and it's just, in my opinion, inhumane to take kids away from their parents.
For the past few months, the federal government has been placing migrant children in facilities established for that purpose. Last week, the Trump administration changed its policy in reaction to backlash from the public. Now, families seeking asylum, mostly from countries in Central America, are being detained together. Erin Manlin sits in the center of the green with her son and says she imagines what it must be like for families at the border.
I have two kids of my own, and, you know, I put myself in the shoes of their parents, of their moms, and it just made me feel sad. It didn't feel right at all. Doesn't matter where you're from, you know. You keep your kids with their parents.
She says no one should be locked up or jailed and suggested the alternative of finding volunteers to give families a place in their homes. That idea also appeals to Michelle Weekly, who says she'd offer her home up if she were in the position.
It's a medieval practice to separate children from their families. But I know it's a big problem. How do you house all these people that are trying to come in? The problem is vast, but as long as we keep our families together.
The United States has a long history of separating children from parents, from the days of slavery to the colonization of Native Americans. During World War II, Japanese American families were held in camps together. Carol Holt sees the administration's policies as a regression.
And, you know, the worst possible scenario is that what Trump is moving toward is detainment camps, like this country did with Japanese in World War II. And I don't want us to get anywhere near what we did then. I want us to remember our history, remember who we are, and move the process forward.
Organizer Brianna Peterson says the shift to detaining families together is a positive step forward and believes it's a direct result of public protest.
But I guess we'll see. Once we see the kids reunited, I think that would be a bigger statement from the government.
As of June 28th, about 2,000 children were estimated to still be apart from their families.
It's just awful. And so I think this protest against those actions and what our government is doing, I think it's just really important that we do show up and we have a voice for these people that don't have a voice, and we use our privilege in this way.
Current regulations prevent the government from holding families for longer than 20 days, but the Trump administration is trying to change that. Organizers of the Families Belong Together movement said they'd estimated that over 750 events would be held across the country this past weekend.
That report was from KMXT's Kayla DeRoche.